B-Pod Studios.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're just announcing it right now.
Okay. All right. 98.5, The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. It's a contest to find the news with a Bruins superfan. Mm-hmm. They will get tickets to Monday night's Game 1 in the Stanley Cup Final. And we have Xanadu, the man who skates around with his flag. We have the Ultimate Warrior, and we have Big Scary Man Guy, the contestant. Then we just have the BWO.
The Bruins World Order.
That just steamed in here. We didn't know. Yeah. Our three contestants is Bruins Motorcycle Guy, or David Back, but he has a back filled of tattoos and a motorcycle that is decked out in Bruins gear.
Yep.
We have Chief Wanamake'em Cheer, which who has the most elaborate costume. He's the only costume of the three of them, which is a headdress and a cape and several other accoutrements. And then we have probably the most passionate guy, which is...
just Bruins guy.
Bruins guy. Who has
a stick. And it's, yes, the sound of your impending doom.
All right. So Big Scary Man Guy and the Ultimate Warrior, they said that they liked Stick Guy.
No, yeah, the Stick Guy. And then... We had Xanadu say, Chief Wanamake'em Cheer. And as well as the Bruins, even though you do not really have any kind of say in this, I liked it. So shall we go ahead and pick a winner, Fred?
Yeah.
You go first because I'm really torn for several reasons.
Okay. The first thing I'll say is that, not BSing, all three of you guys are unbelievable. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah. Everyone in here has done a fantastic job.
Like, this was next level stuff. Beyond even my more ridiculous expectations.
Yeah, we expected chaos, and you guys brought it.
And I think our celebrity judges will agree that any three of you would be worthy to join the Bruins Superfan Avengers, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That being said, we do have to pick a winner, and this is going to be a tough one. I got to give it to a guy who came in here and epitomizes everything that is to be a superfan. Not only does he have flair... Not only does he have things that are inexplicable, like weird music that plays around his neck, but the gentleman also has the thickest New England accent I've ever heard in my life, so there's no doubt that he is a diehard. I give my vote to Chief Wanamake'em Cheer!
All right, here's my thought process. And this is, I don't know who I'm going to pick when I'm saying this, so this is no particular order. The Bruin guy is so prolific on YouTube that you can tell he's great. I really don't know who I'm going to pick, that he's very passionate. Now, if you want someone who's going to get on the Jumbotron, then you got to go Chief Wanamake'em Cheer, because he's for sure going to get on the Jumbotron, and maybe that gets his little pub.
You show up with butterfly wings that light up.
Plus, he made me laugh a couple times. But,
and I feel bad for calling him 70 years old.
But the motorcycle guy, like, just straight up ruined his back with Bruin stuff. And he's got a motorcycle that's covered... I'm going motorcycle guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Dude, he's tatted completely with Bruin stuff.
Wow.
I mean,
nowhere.
What? I mean, the guy's whole body is dedicated to the Bruins.
Uh-oh, Fred. I'm not going to say something till after the votes are in. I'm noticing a tattoo on his hand.
Oh, he has Bruins tattoos on both of his hands.
Whoa.
Oh, I mean, come awesome. On. I mean, that dude is into it.
All right. So,
I guess we got to
leave it at all.
All right. So, do I vote for either one of the two guys?
No, vote for whoever you want.
And then Dan will be the, or Nick, because he's been watching all this on Twitch.
That's true. We'll be the
deciding vote.
So, obviously, you want a guy who's passionate. Obviously, you want a guy that's going to get on the Jumbotron. But it's all about the noise you make for the team, right? It's all about the passion. That's one thing you learn from the Avengers over here. You got to be loud, and you got to be loud for long periods of time. I'm going with Stick Guy.
Yes!
I'm going with Stick Guy.
Wow.
Yes! I like Stick Guy on this. He brought the passion the entire time he was here. I'm going going stick guy. That's right. My man right there.
Young Nicholas, it's time to come in here.
It is a three-way tie.
And that
really
was not planned.
Nick pick the winner?
And that was not planned.
Oh, this is awesome, because Nick's heart might explode. No, but, how perfect is this?
But stick guy might cry.
Nick might cry. Nick is checking his pulse legitimately.
I like stick guy.
He's the guy with the fake heart, and he has all of these people right here who...
I want you to go through them. I want you to explain your thinking.
Oh, great. Let's go!
I think everybody brought a lot of energy today. But I have to say, I'm going with.
Explain.
I don't want to explain. I want to. Fine. I liked your song.
How hard is it to say what you like?
It's very. Listen. All right. First off, I like the Chief and his outfit. I thought it's very nice and very, very Bruin-like.
Yes, wait.
The motorcycle guy, he's got obviously a ton of tattoos. And
super fans,
if
you want to object, super fan, you can do it at any moment.
And then, then we have Bruin's guy, but I think I have to go with the Chief.
Winner.
All right.
Everyone really was unbelievable. This was tough.
We're all winners this hour. Hell yeah.
All right. It came down to Nick. I wish I had tickets for everybody.
Hey, but honestly, well done, gentlemen.
Great
job,
Xanadu. You'll see him out there. You'll see the Ultimate Warrior. You'll see a big, scary man guy. You're going to see, you won't be able to miss. Chief Wanamaker, who was kicked out of Disney World for wearing his outfit. Bruins guy, you had a great passion. I appreciate your videos. And I voted for you, tattoo motorcycle guy. You got straight up just Bruins tattoos on your hands. I want to thank the unexpected visit from the BWO.
Yeah.
And they're great Bruins fans. You can go to the @Toucher and Richer at 98.5 The Sports Hub accounts, and you can see photos of these guys.
Can we count on at least some of you gentlemen being on some Drunken Bruins recaps during these final few games?
For me, it's sober Bruins recap, but I'll be on there.
Oh, yeah, Xanadu doesn't.
Xanadu doesn't drink.
You can't drink and skate.
That's a bad idea.
All right, before we let you guys go, can we get one more thunderous cheer? Very good. Now, there you go. Nick, if you could, we have a couple minutes, if you could escort the gentleman out.
Oh, that's all right. We can break.
I don't want to break early. Then we got to do a lot more. None of this.
How about
Xanadu's got to get to school.
Ryan Xanadu, he's got classes to teach.
All right, let's get him out one by one. The BWO, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruins Ric Flair.
Bruins Ric Flair.
Bruins Macho Man.
Bruins Macho Man.
Bruins
Hulk Hogan.
He's going to rip his shirt.
Yeah!
Let's
see it! Hold on! Go ahead. What you going to do? What you gonna do when Drukamania runs wild on?
Oh, yeah! He ripped his T-shirt. Bruins Ultimate Warrior number 2. Thank you, Macho Man.
Take him out.
Okay. Motorcycle Bruins motorcycle guy. You were the man. What's your real name?
Chris.
Great job, Chris. You were the man. Oh, Seals. Excellent job, Seals. Well done. Bruins guy. Great to see you, man. Keep making those
videos.
Where can people see your videos, Bruins?
Twitch.tv/KMezzi on Instagram @KMezzi. KMEZZI. Live on 98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Bruins! You're the man, sir. Big scary man guy. As always, dude. It's been a long time, man. Bruins Ultimate Warrior.
Let's go, Bruins!
Let's go, Bruins, indeed. Chief Wanamaker, cheer. Congratulations.
The big scary man guy, huh? You want to tap in?
This is Zolak. Zolak in to say hi to the winners.
Hang on. Should we have them record some drops for us?
Yeah, man.
Hey, whatever. Get them all back in.
No. Let's have them in another room.
Okay.
Okay, we got it.
Zolak!
Zoe's in here now.
All right, we got it. Thank you guys.
We don't need any of this stuff.
It's just, give me a minute. Just give me a minute. Jesus, John.
John, shut up.
We should have had him yell bear force one.
Who the hell? We should have done a what? I just want to take a minute because I don't want to break early because it's going to be impossible to do the next hour of show. I mean, everyone's taking photos with these guys.
Did you hear that? Nick just. Nick, open up the door.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's in our hallway.
Yeah, Xanadu just had to get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Hey, he's got things to do. He's got life.
I think that went better than expected.
I thought it went great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was time to end it when we ended it. Because
I thought it was hysterical. All of them, I thought we were going to be like angry at each other. And they're just like, no, man, we're bros.
There was a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah.
And then again, I think I saved a life today, by the way I voted. That dude had straight up Bruins tattoos on his hand.
Yeah. I mean, he is,
man.
He's definitely passionate.
I'm surprised you guys didn't vote for him.
Well, Nick's the one who's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Just the guy, like, he's devoted his life to that team.
I love it.
All right.
Well, send that one to the Marconis.
I just want to wash my hands, and they're still out there.
Now it's like Zolak is like going to be the 15th most intense person in the studio today.
I'm kidding. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Left point, Wyman with five, scales it towards the net. It's blocked down by Giroux. He'll clear it. And the Flyers with a comeback for the history books from 0-3 down to win the series in seven games.
Just didn't happen, and we needed to push for more, and you know, that's a time where you definitely can't sit back and you got to keep pushing for more and have that killer instinct. They just found a way to get the win.
Luke has been great all year. It's been great throughout the series, but you know, it's a team effort, a team thing, and you win and you lose together.
The fact that we got this far and battled as a team to get to this point, I don't have any answer for it.
And with the second pick, the Boston Bruins select from the Plymouth Whalers, Tyler Seguin.
To go to a team like Boston, not only is it very historic, but also it's almost like a dream come true.
On behalf of the Boston Bruins organization, I'd like to formally introduce Nathan Horton.
Horton, little room, his draw score! Nathan Horton wins game seven in overtime, and the Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-3.
Horton! Horton!
Mark Savard out with post-concussion symptoms.
I pushed hard as I could to get through those tests, and I did, and I eventually came back and played, and I probably shouldn't have played.
First transaction was acquiring Rich Peverly in return for Blake Wheeler and Mark Stewart.
Peverly, a rich shot, and he scores! It is sweet redemption for the Bruins. A year after their hearts were broken by the Flyers, they come back and sweep the Flyers out of the playoffs.
What can you say about Marchand, about what he has become?
I'm really glad he's on my team because I'd probably want to kill him if he's on the other side.
Marchand, second chance, and he scores! Marchand with the empty netter!
Don't make the big scary man guy angry!
Gracie looking, feet toward tip, score! Nathan Horton in front!
Put a couple biscuits in the basket.
And the Bruins win! The Bruins win! They're in the Stanley Cup Finals!
Down on the ice now, it's Horton!
Is a late hit by Aaron Rome after Nathan Horton had distributed that puck.
Number four, Bobby Orr, waving a number 18.
Left point, Ferentz, a long draw, score! Andrew Ferentz from the left point, let it fly, score! Rich Peverly in front, David Luongo, rebound, score! David Krejci on the rebound! Circle of wrist shot, score! It broke through Luongo!
It's an easy save for me, but if you're wandering out and aggressive like he does, I mean, that's going to happen, so...
Score!
Here comes Corey Schneider right now.
Ferentz, a 3-0 lead for the Bruins, and Roberto Luongo is out.
What do you think of them pulling Luongo with
that? Luongo, get it straight on awful. Luongo sucks.
Bieksa will track it down. He's going to kill the rest of the clock. And for the first time in their history, they'll play a Game 7 of the Finals in Vancouver Wednesday night.
Nathan Horton, he's made the trip here for Game 7. Here he is, squirting water from Boston onto the Vancouver ice.
I think Horton is my Lord and Savior.
Yo, I can't flex anymore. I'm freaking out, man.
Hockey!
Marchand looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep. Feeds it in front, score! Patrice Bergeron on the slot, set up by Marchand. Bergeron to the net, chased, bumped down by Erhoff, score! It rolled in! Bergeron gets it shorthanded!
I'm glad I brought my insurance card and extra medication.
Lays it across to Daniel, backhander, Sam Thomas, and he reached behind him with a glove to make sure he had it.
Tim Thomas is your daddy!
Marchand, a rush shot, and he scores! Around the net, wrap around, close puck, score! And a 4-0 lead for the Bruins with 2:44 left.
We want the cup!
Get the duck boats ready! After 39 long years, the cup is back home! The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions! Stanley Cup champions! Stanley Cup champions!
It's surreal what's happening right now. I can't believe that we won and it's over.
When you can go out on top like this and finish your career with a group of guys like this and how committed we were all year, it's unbelievable.
It's been a dream come true. It was an awesome year. It doesn't get any better, right? Look where we are. Yeah, suck it, Felger. I guess we're not that bad after all, huh?
Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins!
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and that's it. It all begins on Monday. As a bunch of intoxicated people will turn on the television and listen on the radio. If you're coming back on Memorial Day, the puck drops. It's, what do you think, 8:20?
Yeah, 8:22, yeah. I think, is when it dropped last time. They said it was going to be 8.
Yeah, so you can hear the pregame here, I believe, starting at 7:30.
It's starting to feel real. After last night, this is the longest layoff for a team in Stanley Cup final history. Yeah. The 11 days is the longest. And, you know, I thought it was a good move last night that they had that scrimmage. I mean, how crazy is that, that they sold out just to watch an hour and 15 minutes of hockey? They went out there. I mean, it was basically like a pep rally, but it's... Watching the video from people who actually went and hearing how loud the crowd was for that is unbelievable. And the reason that we wanted to roll out the 2011 montage there is because
we wanted to kill time.
That's part of it. That is, I knew that we would need a rest after what just happened in studio.
Oh man.
But the other part is that, you know, that, and I've said it before, that's my favorite 3 weeks of doing radio in my life. And that was during that Stanley Cup final, not only the actual final itself, but the week afterwards once they won it. I mean, what happened with the parade? It's the best parade I've ever been to. Out of all the championship parades, John, you were here in 04. We got here in 06. We missed out on that one, which I'm sure was unbelievable.
It was epic.
But after that, I mean, do you agree that that's probably the one that was, because it was nice outside. It was a Saturday. 2 million people showed up. That team, there was something about that team. The entire city loved them.
You also have to remember that this is a Bruins town when the Bruins are good.
Well, you don't say.
Think about what it was like. We were all there. What it was like around the garden that day. What Canal Street looked like during a Saturday morning. You know, the parade was on a Saturday afternoon. What it was like. And you saw it in here with all these guys. I mean, Bruins fans are nuts. But you were saying, you know, there wasn't any fighting. There's a camaraderie between everybody. It was great.
It's just a different breed.
Yeah.
It's a different breed of fans.
Bruins fans are different than everybody else.
But last night was interesting because, you know, the guys got out there. And since there was no television broadcast or no radio broadcast, the best we could do was this.
Krejci coming down the ice. Passes it to Machin. Machin to Pastrnak. Pastrnak scores! Pastrnak with the goal! So, who's the backup goalie? Damn it! Who's the other guy? No, Halleck! Hackick. Halleck? Pass the scores at Hackick.
Go scrimmage! Woo!
I just wanted to make it clear again that I had an exterminator at our house yesterday, and she said she was from Everett, and I said, do you know Bird? And she said, yes.
Okay, everyone knows Bird.
Yes.
In Everett.
But yes, Everett is a town that a lot of people know each other.
Well, yesterday was not a game that you even cared what the score was or who did what. The only thing that you wanted was that no one got injured. And there was a brief moment during the game where Brad Marchand knocked in. It was a Charlie Coyle. And he came off the ice, and he was holding his left
hand.
It was Clifton. And so he was coming off the ice, and, I mean, every beat reporter that was there, first of all, none of them were live tweeting the scrimmage. I think even they knew what the whole thing was, except for that moment. And everyone was just like, oh, no, worst-case scenario. Brad Marchand, of all people, looks like his hand is injured. And then afterwards, Bruce Cassidy, and he ended up going out and playing after that. But Bruce Cassidy was asked about it and to see, you know, if it was serious at all.
Injury risk was our biggest concern tonight. It'll be Saturday when we practice at our normal time and Sunday, obviously. You know, you keep your fingers crossed, but he's fine. He just bumped into Clifton in front of the net and jammed his hand or something. So he kept playing and it was fine. There's no issue there. David Krejci, by the way, was ill. Showed up tonight, had a bit of a fever, so we sent him home. Precautionary, not be around the guys. We're off tomorrow, so we figure he'll be fine by Saturday.
Now, after the game, Joe Haggerty tweeted that David Pastrnak was joking that Brad Marchand might have been, quote, playing the crowd a little bit when he appeared to be nursing a left arm injury at the scrimmage. He put Ever the Trickster, number 63. So according to Pastrnak, he was doing that just to make the fans lose their minds a little bit. That is a fairly cruel trick, if that is indeed.
Would you put it by him?
That's kind of a dick move. I don't think he would do that. Like, I don't think he would. I mean, it might have been. At one point, he got injured, and then he saw that everyone was looking at him and going, ah, like over the top.
He came back and he played afterwards.
Yeah.
He showed it for the crowd, and then he played.
And he ended up being fine. Are you going to go to any of these games, Fred, or are you staying home for all of them?
If I go, I'm going to go with the press pass. So I'm not paying money to go.
You see, if I go, I'm going to. It's one of the few sporting events that I would pay unreasonable money for is if it's a potential clinching game. I wouldn't do it for game one. I wouldn't do it for game two. There's plenty of people who are. If you take a look at the ticket sale websites.
I was with a guy yesterday and he had two tickets. He has season tickets. We had tickets for Monday and Wednesday. And he's like, I can't justify going to both games. Their face value was $500.
Yeah, he's going to get, are they Loge?
They must be.
Okay, because the get-in price for these first two games is right now hovering around $700 for the first two. But
right.
Game five is going to be absurd. And you know what? I might have to go with somebody. Like, I would buy, like, I don't even know if that's one that I would buy two tickets for. Because it would be, for game five, like, let's say they come back and they're up 3-1. And they have game five here. I mean, those tickets are going to be,
press pass.
$1,500 each?
If you're going by yourself, just use your press pass and go find a seat.
I can't do the halo, man. I get vertigo.
No, just go find a seat.
Oh, yeah. I guess the press pass. Why? Yeah,
or you can get into that, what's it called? The bar place where the guy who sings works.
Oh, yeah. The Todd Angeli.
You can get to the sports deck.
The sports deck there, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to go.
But that's, I mean, it's if you have those tickets, if you're a season ticket holder and you sell those for a potential clinching.
Name your price.
You can't do that. But you can't do that. For that game, you can't. Unless you've been to one of those before. Because as I said, the greatest sporting event I ever went to was when they clinched the East in 11. I've never heard an arena as loud as it was.
And that was a very special game because there was no penalties and it went into overtime.
It was a perfect game. And I think it was with 6 minutes left was the first goal. Like nobody scored in the first two periods. Mm-hmm. And there were only like 6 minutes left in the game. And those final 6 minutes, it was just screaming the entire time.
Yeah.
I saw grown men crying, which was, well, I mean, once again, that's not even them winning the cup. That was them clinching the East. And that was the night that, was that the night, Nick, that disappeared? Was that the night you disappeared, Nick? It was. Okay, Nick went to the bar and then ended up, waking up in a hospital.
With no memory.
And had no idea
happened.
How he got
yeah.
there.
Yeah, someone wanted to...
Oh, rob Nick, him of his millions.
Nick really thinks that Rich drugged him, apparently.
Thinks Rich drugged him, yeah.
Wow.
He just gave a thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Wink, wink.
How about that? All right, so Rich, we have the stat coming up. What will we discuss?
Chris Broussard gets very, very angry that Kevin Durant called him a liar. On top of that, we have the sound of somebody finding out in real time that they've just lost $30 million.
All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sport.
Back
MainStageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is a public service announcement from Net 85, the Sports Hub.
Goodwill can turn your donations into jobs. They found a direct link between your donations and job creation. Log on to goodwill.org and become a job creator. That's goodwill.org.
Get the app.
Check this out.
Get Boston's home for sports at your fingertips. Listen live or download a podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Good day, 5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Real quick, have you seen the commercial for that Netflix special that's coming out from the Lonely Island guys, Andy Samberg and everyone else, about Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire?
I've just seen the poster of it.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Like, the trailer looks... There's a thing that they did, a song, because obviously they do a lot of those, that is just awesome about the amount of roids that they did and about how... I mean, it's, you know, by the end of it, they're... like ripping their brains out of their bodies because they've done so many steroids. You've got to see it. And the show's going to be awesome. I saw the trailer yesterday. But apparently Jose Canseco gave his thumbs up because what else is he going to do?
Right.
What, is he going to try to sue him or something?
They probably offered him a sandwich.
But yeah, that looks really good. I'll tweet that out later on. So Chris Broussard is somebody who speaks on television and says that he has a lot of friends and knows a lot of things.
He's super into the Bible and everything else.
Well, he was talking the other day on one of his shows about how he texts Kevin Durant several times a day, and he was talking about how he knows this inside information, and there was one time they spent over an hour texting each other. To that, Kevin Durant ended up tweeting him and saying, "Man, you don't even have my number." And then, of course, Chris Broussard gets all angry and records this inside of his car. This is a video after the tweet came out where he felt he had to defend himself. From inside of his car, defending his sources.
Let me start this off by saying I like and respect Kevin Durant and am not trying to continue a Twitter beef with him. However, he did challenge my credibility, and I must respond to that. In my telephone, I have more than 60 direct messages from Kevin Durant on Twitter and Instagram since February of 2018. These were conversations initiated by KD himself. We talked about a lot of the things I talked about on Undisputed, and some of these conversations lasted more than 5 hours. If you want to argue over the difference between a text and a DM in the year 2019, go right ahead. But to me, it's all the same thing. For those of you want me to publish these DMs, it's not going to happen. Out of respect for KD, those texts will remain private. Finally, after all of this, I will continue to love, respect, and pray for Kevin Durant and objectively analyze him as a basketball player.
By the way,
okay, first of all, why would you spend 5 hours texting when you can just call somebody? Like, who? Like,
because you're a maniac if you call someone.
That's right. It's so crazy.
No. I'm being serious. No, I would much rather text somebody.
For 5 hours?
Yeah. Then you don't have to actually speak with them, and you can respond when you want to respond.
Control the conversation.
Yeah. And you can, right. And you can, think about what you want to say before you say it.
Why? If you're having a conversation, what are you gonna sit there and be careful about everything you say?
Outside of family members, I think I don't call anyone anymore.
To certain people,
for
I can
see. For 5 hours, you would sit there typing.
Not for five hours.
That's weird.
It's like you might let 45 minutes go by before you respond.
Well, I'm under the impression that they were just texting back and forth for 5 hours.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like, but yeah, I'm betting that's not what happened.
But why don't you just call the person?
Because you want to think things out before you type, but you want to take your time. And maybe you're, in a quiet place. Maybe you're in a movie.
What are you, a mute?
I mean, you put your baby to sleep.
I mean, a 5-minute conversation texting could be a half an hour phone call.
Yeah, I don't call anyone unless it's a family member.
I don't know what the problem with talking to someone is. I find it aggravating as hell to have to text people. It's like spelling. Just sucks. I would much prefer just to talk to him. That doesn't make any sense. And also, he's going to pray for him because he's one of those guys.
By the way, I believe Chris Broussard.
Absolutely.
As much of a dick he is, I believe him 1,000%.
I believe him, too.
Yeah. You don't even have my number. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, is that he's praying for him. So he's got that going for him.
Well, there was the All-NBA first team that just came out yesterday. And what that means to get on that is more than just a cool little title. It means that you are eligible for like a super duper max contract.
First, second, and third team, you're eligible.
Yes.
Not just first team.
So, in which you can make upwards of $30 million more on a contract if you were on that list. Someone who is not on that list would be a gentleman who is sitting there right there in the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson did not know the list was out. And he had a reporter actually tell him that while he was standing there. Now, Klay Thompson is a free agent after this year is done. So he's somebody who is going to be looking at a potential super-duper-duper max contract. This is what it sounds like when a guy realizes he's lost $30 million and it's being told to him at that moment.
Ken Lagotti, you were a couple.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like an all-time team, but whatever. That's not. I'd rather win a championship than be 13 on NBA. So it's all good.
Do you not like that affects potential contract statuses, you know, all NBA stuff? Because that would have elevated you.
Yeah. It is what it is. You know, I can't control it. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
Who beat him out again?
Kemba Walker.
Okay, well, Kemba Walker deserved it.
By the way, you're the fourth best player on that team, so relax.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Draymond Green, I don't think made any.
He didn't.
He didn't make the top three either.
If he didn't do it, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he's not one of the top 15 players in the world.
Well, Steph Curry is now showing you that he's the best player on the planet. He's better than Giannis. He's better than LeBron. He's the best player on the planet.
I'd rather have Giannis.
I got to be honest.
Right now,
Steph Curry is the best shooter in the history of the game. He can take over games, but in my mind, you gotta play defense too. I didn't see Curry on any all defensive team. Giannis Antetokounmpo was first team All NBA and first team All Defensive NBA
because of Steph Curry. There is no deficit that they can't overcome.
And because of Giannis Antetokounmpo, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Without him, they're a 500 team.
Dude, you're comparing him to a guy who's won four championships.
Yeah, I know that. He didn't do it alone.
But he's the best player.
He's
Durant's
the best.
A better player than he is.
Durant is a better player than Curry.
He is. I mean, that's an argument. That's an argument.
Durant's a better player than Curry.
See, I almost wonder if that team would do as well as they did. Like, what's a better team? Take away Durant or take away Steph Curry? I think they're better take away Durant.
I'm not sure of that. Durant.
I mean, Durant's amazing.
Durant can hit threes, rebound, handle the basketball. He's 6'11".
Yeah.
He's the only other guy, I think, in the NBA that they can have that conversation with. And you know what's pissing
Giannis
me off?
Giannis is far more important to his team than Curry is to his.
Being a better player and being important to your team are two completely different things.
He's far more of an impact player.
Than Steph Curry?
Absolutely.
Well, that's because Steph Curry is
absolutely.
That's because Steph Curry is surrounded by talent.
Well, right now, what he's surrounded by, he's forced to take over games. Giannis plays a tremendous defensive game. He's better on both ends of the floor. He's a better all-around player.
He's better on both ends? He's a better offensive player than Steph Curry.
If you put it all together, Giannis is a first-team all-defensive player. He blocks shots. He steals. He handles the basketball. He is a dinosaur in today's NBA in that he doesn't have to shoot threes to score 35 or 40 points in a game.
Well, the market is about to agree with you because Giannis Antetokounmpo getting his second consecutive season All NBA is now eligible for the summer of 2020 to sign the largest contract in NBA history.
That's only with Milwaukee, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it would have to be with Milwaukee. It's a 5-year extension that would be worth $247 million.
And by the way, at the end of that extension, he would count for over $55 million against the cap.
Yeah, that's right.
That's about half.
It keeps moving up. It goes from 42
to 41. Well, no, by the time we get to 5 years, it'll be less than half. But
right.
$55 million of guaranteed money against the cap.
Well, they can't get rid of him. I mean, they got to
keep
him.
No, they can't.
Yeah. Why would you give that up?
Oh, he's staying. He's staying in Milwaukee.
And if Milwaukee loses him, it'll set the team back a decade. Milwaukee gets rid of him, it will set the team back.
If they didn't have a new arena, I would say if they didn't keep him, they might lose the team.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how severe it would be. Well, but they just have that new arena.
Yeah, Chris Middleton and his matinee idol could look.
Listen,
you know why you can never
trust
Chris
Middleton? Banged Madonna.
You know why you can never trust Chris Middleton? Because he's always seeing someone on the side.
See, that's pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
What was the name of the guy from Young Frankenstein? Marty Feldman? There's a little Marty Feldman going
Igor.
On there.
It was Igor.
Marty Feldman's whole thing, like his eyes bugged out? Like, was he ever in a role where his eyes didn't bug out?
I mean, that's who he is. I mean, he doesn't do that. I mean, he doesn't make himself look that way. He is that way.
Oh, I thought he just bugged his eyes out.
No. That's how he was born, I believe.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Possibly. Where Arnold Schwarzenegger did a surprise online chat where people were asking him different questions. And somebody asked him about, you know, what roles would you want to reprise the most? And he said Conan. And then at one point, they asked him about the movie Commando, which if you've not seen Commando in a long time, you really should watch the movie Commando.
You can't, like, get through it, but the best thing about Commando is that it was filmed on, like, a 100-yard set.
Yeah.
Like it's so obviously a small set, and they, like, never leave it.
And, like, the bad guy was a muscular Freddie Mercury. Do you remember him? I'm not going to shoot you between the eyes. I'm going to shoot you between the balls.
Yes, I do remember that. And Alyssa Milano, I remember. They kidnap his daughter, right?
Arnold kills him by putting a big pipe through his stomach, and he goes,
let out some steam, Bennett.
Let out some steam, Bennett.
I'm not wrong, though, that looked like it was filmed in, like, a patch.
The battle scene at the end where he takes in, like, 1,000 people. It's like someone's backyard.
Yeah.
So,
You know who else has movies like that? Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Where you can... Well, they didn't even bother to, like, change the set.
So I watched that movie that was the documentary about the company that made all those bad, like, Chuck Norris movies called Golden Globus. They made, like, Cobra and a bunch of, like, 80s action films. So it's a great film. And they said for Invasion USA, the Chuck Norris movie, there was a neighborhood that was right next to the Atlanta airport that they were going to have to just get rid of all the houses because there was some sort of zoning issue. So everyone in the neighborhood had to move out. Well, the Golden Globus found out about it and said, hey, before you demolish all of them, can we just buy the whole neighborhood from you? And they're like, why would you want to buy it? And they're like, you'll see. It's like, all right. And there's a scene in the movie where they go to this town and blow up every house in the neighborhood. They went and blew up every house in this demolished neighborhood, and that's how they were able to afford it.
That seems to be very legal.
So they were asking him about Commando, and what his response was, did he know it was corny when he made it? And he said, as soon as I carried a 1,000-pound log on one arm, I knew it was funny. But let me share a scene with you that I tried to get in that didn't. He said, I wanted to cut off a guy's arm and kill him with it. He said, this wasn't in the script. He would throw a knife at me, and after he missed, while his arm was still extended, I'd chop it off at the shoulder with a machete and beat him to death with it. Needless to say, I was asked by the head of the studio, Larry Gordon, to come to his office, and he said, what the F is the matter with you? Do you want to make any movie with this, or is it X-rated? And I said, you're right. And then he said, get the F out of my office. So, unfortunately, that didn't make it.
What a sellout. You got to be true to your art
mm-hmm.
and your aspirations. All right, we'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bruins! Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you missed the 8 o'clock hour today with the Bruins superfans, you can get that on the podcast. It should be up
not too long from now on the 98.5 The Sports Hub site and app. Download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Two interesting things that happened after all the guys left. There's pictures up on Twitter and everything else, I suppose. But especially at 98.5 The Sports Hub. But Xanadu had to get out of here because he had to be at his second period class in 50 minutes, and he thought it was going to take him longer. And one of the Boston WO guys, or Bruins WO, yeah, just got into a brand new Mercedes.
That was the best.
He got into a brand new Mercedes.
Well, somebody said the Bruins Avengers and the Bruins WO in studio together is the most ambitious crossover in radio history. You had two of them forming one big alliance during the show. But I might have to listen to that. I might have to listen to part of it because, like, I can't even process it yet because it was just so weird while it was going on here and so intense that I might need to take a listen to it. Maybe on the drive today when I'm going to be stuck in stop-and-go traffic for about 10 hours.
Enjoy the Cape.
Should be fun. Yeah.
I think I have to leave for Newport tomorrow at like 6 in the morning because my wife and kids are doing stupid goat yoga.
Why don't you come over to my house and you can put your kids in my yard and my dog will lick them and stand over them and roll around with them and all that.
My wife,
kill two birds with one stone. You don't have to get up so early.
If my wife, if you gave her one wish, it would be that she like laid down and you put like 8 puppies on her. Like she's like obsessed with, she wants like.
Why don't you take her to a puppy mill and just have them all lick her?
That's not a bad idea.
Get $3 jar of peanut butter on the way there, and you
can that could be something else.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was strange. That crossover, that crew you guys had in.
Yeah,
it was great.
I can't get enough of the stick guy. The guy that taps the stick.
Oh yeah,
because I think you could dress up. People could get in costume, and that's. You get a tattoo or something, but...
Dude, a tattoo?
There's something that's not right with him.
Wait.
Because it's like a tiny...
Did you just say a tattoo?
A couple.
The man had his whole back was a back piece of Bruins, and he had effing Bruins spoke bees on the back of his hands. And like, not small, big.
Yeah, they were huge.
There's a tattoo, and then there's covering a substantial amount of your body with the same theme.
But there's something there with him, though. Yeah, like everybody's there, and he's got his stick, and he's just watching him. It's like Jimmy Stewart. You spend like an hour around Jimmy Stewart and just watch him. He observes. He's digesting everything.
He does look like Bruins Jimmy Stewart.
I just put him outside the the Blues locker room and have him tap the wall with the stick. That's
yeah.
All. Hello, Bruins.
Well, they all got along.
They
when
did.
The mics were off, they all got along. They all appreciate each other. What do you got going today?
Got a free-for-all. I think it's really feels like our first Yacht Rock Friday. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
we've been trying to push it,
Friday.
push it. But
yeah.
In fact, the sun's out at 70 degrees. You might get a Yacht Rock Friday.
Sweet. Love it.
I think we're going to be hitting in everything. There's a little bit of everything out there. More football. Kyrie stuff. More rumors. So we'll get on it.
All right, everyone.
We got one of the dumbest interns ever who asked me, do you think there will be traffic heading to Cape Cod at 2 o'clock? One of the dumbest questions ever posed to me by an intern.
Jesus.
There won't be any traffic going to Newport. I'll tell you that tomorrow. All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone have a wonderful day. Again, you can check out that podcast at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It was a pretty weird hour. You can hear that. And that'll do it for us. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.